Today's Cotton Newsline is five cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The commodity loan programs provide interim financing to producers for agricultural commodities stored after harvest and then sold throughout the year.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Crop year 2013 commodity loan making was suspended back on October 1st to make changes necessary to accommodate the automatic funding reductions known as sequester. That was mandated by the Budget Control Act of 2011.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Producers requesting 2013 crop commodity loans on their harvested commodities will have a 5.1% reduction to the loan amount upon its disbursement, and that's all due to sequestration. Commodity loans issued by marketing associations and loan servicing agents also are subject to the sequestration reduction.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The notice affirms that the repayment amount for repayments at principal plus interest will be based on the sequestration reduced loan amount. The notice addresses procedures for handling previously disbursed loans that producers attempted to repay during the government shutdown. The notice also advises that a sequestration reduction of 7.2% will apply to all 2014 crop year marketing assistance loans.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Links to the notice and USDA's most recent announcement are on the National Cotton Council's homepage at www.cotton.org. For further information about commodity marketing loans, producers should contact their local county Farm Service Agency office.